Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome to the channel. Happy April Fool's Day. By the way, the rest of this video is not an April Fool. All right, un poisson d'avril. And other days when I say things which are contentious, people sometimes ask me, can say, were you play acting, were you role playing? No. Anyhow, so this is about the new law, which is taken effect actually in Wales and England. Today, if I got that right, the Public Order Act. Well, I mean, there is one of the many provisions of it. But that is to say, so-called public sexual harassment is now a crime if people do it intentionally or recklessly. So this is a specific crime which it wasn't before. The harassment has to be of a sexual nature. This includes so-called catcalling, comments which are sexual in character, following somebody, although, you know, stalking's already been a crime. I haven't read the actual legislation because the trouble is, how long does it have to be that before you're following somebody? Because man or woman walk down the street, woman's further ahead, she walks down High Street, right? And then she turns left onto Hospital Street. The man happens to need to go to Hospital Street as well. And then the woman turns right onto South Road and he needs to go to South Road as well. When is that following? What if he genuinely needs to go there or just for a stroll had decided to go there? And although he happens to be behind her, that's not why he's going there. There's a problem of proof there. At what point is it provable? And this is very difficult that, you know, so men, if there's a woman in the street, don't walk down that street. If she happens to be ahead of you, the only way I suppose to defense is to go fast and overtake her. You know, sometimes for fear a woman might think I was following, I've deliberately done that. So I couldn't be, and I then obviously can't see her, and I turn whichever way, she could turn the same direction, I've no idea. But I realise that women get afraid at night and so forth. Goodness. So what else? Anyway, so these are the, it's a sort of a four-part test. It must be deliberate, the behaviour, more indeed it must cause harassment, alarm or distress. Well, I suppose no, because it could be harassment but not alarm. It could be alarm but not harassment. And it could be distress and not one of the either two. But the thing is, there was already sufficient harassment legislation, Protection from Harassment Act 1997. Okay, and there were public order offences which were using threatening words or behaviour in public, including swearing at people. All right. So they claim that if it was one remark that was slight, that wouldn't be bad enough. Well, I mean, we're going to have to come up with a list of forbidden words. So it must be persistent, but is that twice? I mean, the old medieval dictum twice makes a habit. It must be sexual, and obviously there's so much innuendo. That's a very difficult to prove. It must be intimidating, scaring the person. But some people are of a very sheepish nature, are very easily scared, yeah, and so on. All right, so that's it. So should it be illegal? Now, I think catcalling is deeply distasteful, is disgraceful. So I've never done that. I've never said things to a woman which I thought were going to make her feel uncomfortable in public like that. I remember being in a bus years ago going to Oxford, and there were some girls aged about 14 dressed, I suppose that they would see it glamorously, going in for a summer's afternoon shopping or socialising. And there were some boys in the bus, and they were a bit older, like, say, 17. And one of them was behaving like a complete, how would I put this delicately, rat, okay, wanting to avoid an Anglo-Saxonism. And he was being very loud behind them, shouting all sorts of things, not quite swearing at them, but saying how sexy they were and how he was bowled over and he was amazed. But he wasn't doing it sincerely. He was doing it to make them feel foolish. It was an intended belittlement and so forth. So they studiously ignored him, and he was going on for several minutes. It was loud and obnoxious, but you know, I didn't intervene. Should I have intervened? I mean, okay, nothing to do with me. He's got the right to say what he wants. They've got the right to say what they want, to ignore him. They could turn around and tell him what a prat he was being or something like that. So now I've got this right to feel uncomfortable, that if you're, you know, if you don't like what someone is doing, well, shouldn't you just grow up and deal with it? And that's life and so on. So if it really is stalking, following people many times or over months or whatever, producing a well-found sense of fear, you know, that's different. But making a remark about someone's body that you think she is attractive and so on, then that would be, then that's a crime. Should this be a matter for police? I mean, I suggest that it shouldn't. I know this behaviour is shameful and unpleasant, but surely that's the price we pay of living in a free society. And some people want an unfree society. They want to regulate all behavior. They want to criminalize people without doing any harm. And I'm talking about harm, real harm, not making feel someone uncomfortable. Like, just get over it. Just deal with it. That's what life is. People are going to say or do things that you don't like. And you have the right to say and do things that they don't like, and so forth. Goodness. And so how will people be able to make an overture to the other person without falling foul of these rules? Some people are just inept, especially, you know, teenagers that don't really know what they're doing. They're sort of finding their feet in their interactions with the opposite sex, of, you know, interactions of an amorous nature. People are drunk and they say foolish things they don't mean. Now, it might be an idea then not to get in a crapulous state if you're going to say imbecilic things. And what else? I mean, then there's the problem of proof, because is it sound recorded? How do you know? Things can be misheard. People could be lying or whatever. They could say them in a different language. It's against the neurodiverse. And some people are just socially gauche, and they're going to say idiotic things. So, yeah, we shouldn't be just trying to police emotions like this. Causing fear, alarm, or distress is already a crime. But, you know, I've been harassed by the police. I've been assaulted by the police. They've called me fear, distress, and alarm. And indeed, you know, the feminazi movement, they've caused me fear and distress and alarm by the sickening things they say and do and they call for. They've incited mass murder of little children in public, and, you know, nothing's done about that. So there's a crime, a real crime, violent extremism that they're constantly promoting. And the police are obviously on their side. The police are amongst the murderers. So it's absolutely rebarbative. And who's behind this legislation? Well, this is the brainchild of Jess Phillips. And it is sickening to be subjected to the preachments of this monstrous harridan. What a virago, the ogress of Yardley, someone who is incessantly boasting about the ritual murder of her own child. And the fact that her victim was her child is an aggravating and not a mitigating circumstance. And she's made a career out of it. And she's therefore inciting the murder of millions of other children. So, and obviously that causes me distress and alarm and indeed fear. She can do it to her own daughter or son. She could do it to anybody else. The one who supposedly wanted to protect girls is the one who is incessantly advocating for the maximum possible sexual violence against the most vulnerable children of all. So it ill becomes someone like that to give us this sermon about right behavior in public places and so forth. So she is vile. Well, I don't think she's going to suffer any catcalling. So this legislation, I suggest, is excessive. It's really just appeasing the feminazi movement, which wants to impose a feminist totalitarian state to brainwash people in feminist beliefs and so on, part of the wider war on male heterosexuality. And there are bad straight males who say and do things they shouldn't do, but the police should not be intervening. And this is a sort of an unenforceable law, I suggest to you. It's a huge waste of police resource when we have a tidal wave of real crime. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallard790@gmail.com. Goodbye.